Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
6:41, Monday morning, we have our house call from Dr. Kevin Most, Chief Medical Officer at Northwestern Medicine Central DuPage Hospital. Good morning, Dr. Most. I need to ask you about the UK and what's happening over there. It's been described as a tidal wave of Omicron. What do we know?
Yeah, Bob, you know, this is the leading indicator here. We know what happened in South Africa. Now we're seeing what's happening in the UK. And like you said, it's essentially been a tidal wave there. About 40% of their cases are now Omicron. They expect it to be the dominant strain by the end of the week, with a doubling of every 2.5 days. And they got to a point where they moved up their boosters. Their boosters, you know, used to mimic what manufacturer recommendations as well as the CDC were, that at 6 months you would get your booster. They have now moved that booster up to 3 months. So they are taking this much more seriously, just as they're seeing the numbers start to creep up. And here in the United States, we have it in 30 states. It'll be, I would bet you it'll be 50 states by the middle of the week.
Is there any indication that we would shorten up the time between the vaccine and the booster here?
Yeah, you know, I think what they'll probably do is kind of, I don't want to say wait and see, but they probably will wait and just see what the impact is of moving that booster up. There's been so much confusion, obviously, over the times of when do I get my shot? Do I get a booster? Am I eligible for the booster? So I think that they're going to try to make sure that they throw some science behind it. Certainly, we know that even those that are fully vaccinated with boosters are still getting breakthrough cases of Omicron. Although they are mild to moderate symptoms, you know, they're still seeing the breakthrough cases.
In Britain, they say now that the cases, let's see, every 2 to 3 days, they're doubling. Is this because it is so contagious, more contagious than the Delta variant?
Yeah, 100%. There's two things about it. One, it is so much more contagious than Delta, which is concerning because you have to remember, Delta was so much more contagious than the novel. So we're seeing this becoming a more efficient virus. So that's a concern, and that it's getting to get into people who have been fully vaccinated, which just allows the spread to occur more. So you have to remember, with the Delta, we were having a few breakthrough cases, but nothing like what they're seeing right now, where over half of the cases of Omicron are found in fully vaccinated individuals, which is just going to allow for this to spread like wildfire.
And at Northwestern hospitals and at other hospitals, when you talk to your colleagues, what's the situation as of today in this area?
Yeah, well, unfortunately, we're still seeing our cases rise. We're still seeing our hospitalization rise. If you look at the 102 counties in Illinois, every single one of them is still red with high transmission rates. Winnebago County actually asked for disaster relief. And, you know, look at our colleagues to the east in Indiana, where, you know, their rates are so high that the highest they have ever been, and the National Guard is coming in to help them. So although we're all concerned about Omicron, we all have to understand Delta is still here, and Delta is our problem right now.
We'll get to some listener questions, and if you would like to ask Dr. Most something, the email is bobshow@wgnradio.com, and the text line is the same as the phone number, 312-981-7200. Sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. 10 minutes before 7 o'clock, continuing with Northwestern Medicine's Dr. Kevin Most. And, Doc, we're getting a lot of questions from listeners about the Moderna half dose. People wondering, well, I think I know the answer to this. Got a booster yesterday. How do I know if I got the Moderna half or full dose? If it's Moderna, it's always a half dose, isn't it?
Correct. If it's the booster, it's going to be the half dose. If you're still vaccine naive, when you go in, they're going to know that, and they're going to give you the full dose for the first two. And then the booster, which was tested by Moderna, and that's where they got those responses as high as they did, will go to the half dose. The concern and the question has always been, well, wait, the NIH ran a study at this exact same time as Moderna did, and they were giving a full dose. So, again, it's one of these areas where we have confusion, which is unfortunate because people then second guess, well, what should I be doing?
Right. How long after receiving the booster do you get the fullest protection?
It's actually much sooner than what we had in the past, right? So we would take that and we would say, oh, you're going to be fully boosted within 14 to 28 days. Now it appears really with the booster that you're getting much more of an immediate response, really in those first 5 to 7 days. So this is a really important time right now. You know, we're just a little bit over a week away from Christmas. So certainly individuals who haven't been boosted yet but want to make sure they have the full power of that booster should be getting it this week.
And let's see here. My unvaccinated brother wants to visit for Christmas. I was thinking of home testing him daily. Do you think that's a good way to protect us? We have an unvaccinated 2-year-old grandson.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I guess if he's going to, yeah, that's going to be the safest way. I think, you know, making sure he wears a mask, keep his distance away from that 2-year-old. You know, the unvaccinated are the ones right now that are having the biggest impact, not only with spread, but also with the impact of the illness. We're very fortunate that even with the Omicron coming across, you know, we're fortunate to have here in Chicago Abbott, which has come up with, you know, the Bionex test, which is affordable. You can get it in the pharmacies, very good. Dr. Mary Rogers, one of the foremost authorities on testing here, is fortunate to be here in Chicago. And we know that this test will also capture the Omicron. So if that's in the back of their mind as well, knowing that they're going to be doing daily testing is probably one of the safest things that they can do.
More than a few listeners emailed or texted us a question along the lines of this one. Is Omicron infecting those who've already had COVID-19?
Yes, probably one of the biggest things is many reinfections have been noted. So natural immunity is not totally protective against Omicron at all. So very concerning. And Bob, probably one of the biggest concerns, if you look at what's going on in the UK, how devastating this is rampant across the country, is we all have to look and say, what's going to happen when that hits here with our workforce? Are people going to be going back to work even though they're positive for Omicron, which is only going to spread it more? How are we going to handle this in the healthcare setting, in the distribution setting? So very concerning to see what's going to happen here over the next couple of months.
And anything new as far as advice to people who will be traveling over the holidays?
No, you know, I think this week will be a big week as we start to see how quickly Omicron will spread here, because that would probably be the biggest. You know, fortunately, we still have the mandates that we have in the travel areas where you need to wear a mask. I would just tell people, you know, try to keep your distance in airports. You know, you're going to visit family where you know their vaccination status, you know their health status. Well, you don't know that about anybody that's in line with you at the airport or at the airport with you. So I'm not concerned about air travel. The airplane is probably one of the safest places you can be. However, the airport is one that we have obviously have concern with.
And I think there's still some confusion about cold and flu symptoms, and this is the season for colds and flu, and symptoms of the virus. Is there a big difference?
No, unfortunately, there's not, and that's one of our problems, right? You know, fatigue, fever, coughing, sore throat, body aches, that's influenza, that's a bad cold, and that is COVID. So that is our problem right now, and people who haven't gotten their flu vaccine, I would recommend, we're starting to see cases of influenza. We're starting to see more cases of the common cold. We're starting to see more cases of bronchitis and sinusitis as people let their guards down in the mitigation strategies that we have. So certainly they all come across as the same. So if you have any of those symptoms, you're going to need to take a COVID test to make sure that you don't have COVID.
Yeah, we're getting many questions about testing. Here's one. How long do you have to wait after you think you've been exposed to get an accurate home COVID test?
Yeah, so we know the incubation period is like 2 to 5 days. So certainly once you've been exposed, I wouldn't test yourself immediately. The virus hasn't had an opportunity to replicate to a point where it'll be positive. So certainly waiting 2 days, watching for symptoms. If you get symptoms, you know, definitely you can test at that time. But certainly waiting for that 2 to 5 day window would be the most appropriate for asymptomatic individuals.
Another question from a listener. My son is 17. He received 2 Pfizer shots in June. What should he get as a booster?
Yeah, so that's the million-dollar question, right? I mean, I received 2 Pfizers, and I decided to go with Moderna. You know, the study had come out that showed that Moderna got you a couple extra bonus points, I'll say, as far as protection. But really, Pfizer has come out and shown that their three is really excellent as well. So you're still kind of almost splitting hairs. And we have to remember that when we're talking about the percentages of 95, 96, 97%, that is preventing you from being hospitalized or ending up with severe illness. We all still have to understand that people can still get the virus. So a 16-year-old who's healthy may still get the virus, but is not going to end up in the hospital. So certainly the booster, they can go either, you know, with Moderna, they can go. I would go with anything except J&J would be my point.
Doc, most, maybe one of these days we'll talk about cholesterol and back pain and other subjects besides the coronavirus, but it looks like this is going to be with us for a while.
You got it, Bob. Probably next couple months at least.
And we'll talk to you next Monday. Thank you very much,
you got it.
As always.
Care.